Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers host the Tigers tonight. You got back-to-back American League opponents. The A's come in after that on this homestand. It's 6:40 first pitch from American Family Field. And on Mondays for Brewers 360, we have Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio in the house.
Good morning. Hey, happy 414 day.
Indeed. So, Eric's really excited. Show Dom your stack of various offers. And
there's all kinds of
all
stuff.
Right. Promotions going for you today.
Go to the zoo and get a discount, the domes,
nice.
The Harley-Davidson Museum, and I heard that the Brewers are going to bat 414 tonight.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
So let's think about it. So that'd be like, let's say out of 35 at-bats you get, what would that have to be? That would have to be like 12 hits? Like, no, better, more than that, like 15 hits.
That'd be so amazing.
If they hit 414 tonight for the game, if you hit 40 at-bats and... Yeah,
I like that.
I'm gonna keep an eye on that.
Not right. Likely given our pitching opponent tonight. Right?
No kidding. With Derek Skubal on the mound. What a stud. I watched him in the playoffs last year, obviously having to watch a lot of the whole American League last year. Holy cow. What a talent. Pure velocity, incredible changeup, incredible slider. Unanimous Cy Young for a reason. He's a stud. He is going to be a very difficult task for the Brewers. And don't sleep on the rest of that rotation, too, for the Tigers. That's the reason why they're the hottest team in baseball right now. Jack Flaherty goes tomorrow. Reese Olson, former Brewers prospect, is going on Wednesday. Reese was acquired in the original Mark Canna deal a couple of seasons ago.
What do you make of the Brewers, Rhodey? Success in Colorado, where that's been tough for us to find. And then, man, really had an opportunity to win this series already Saturday night against Arizona and let that one slip away in the ninth.
I compare it to like a golf round that you and I would be talking about. It's like, I shot 76, but it could have been 69. You know, it's like, it could have been so much better. But at the same time, it's a split against, you know, Colorado. Like you said, he hadn't won a series there since 2018. And a quality team like the Arizona Diamondbacks facing the front end of their rotation. If I told you it was going to be a split at the start, you'd be happy.
But then
you learn the details of how it was a split, and you're like, oh, that kind of stinks. So you flush it, and you can still sit here and say a few things got checked off that are on a positive front. Number one, William Contreras got going on this road trip, which is one of the number one things this team needs. Next on that list is Yelly and Hoskins to get going as well, and Pat Murphy alluded to it yesterday in the post-game press conference. Got a couple guys in the middle of this order that need to get going. It's 70 plate appearances. There's no reason to panic, but it's getting closer to, hey, it's time to turn it up a notch, turn up the intensity, and see what you're capable of.
So these young guys who have been pitching, not bad, right? So it's been okay. Now that they've pitched a couple of games, is that make it even more of a challenge, though, because now there's more tape, there's more video on these guys? Is this when it gets really difficult when you're doing third game, fourth game?
Yeah, now
starting?
We'll see.
This isn't AAA anymore where you get, you know, hey, here's a scouting report, here's a sheet. Maybe over in the corner they have a looping video of the guy's pitches, right? Now there are literal jobs in the big leagues. Figure out how to get this guy, how to hit, what are his tendencies. There are people watching every single pitch he throws at. Like, it is so much harder now. Everybody's got tape on everybody. So we'll see Quinn Priester during this stretch, and there's still going to be time for him to get the Brewers' adjustments to him. Tyler Alexander goes tonight. He's still that swing man. He's going to be more of a, if you get four out of him, great job. If you get five, that is a bonus. And then on Wednesday, you know, when you start to look at the rest of this rotation, Quintana, veteran. Peralta, veteran. And then when you get healthy, Tobias and Woodruff, you get pretty excited about what they can do too.
Well, that's an interesting point too. I mean, every day we hang around 500 for this ball club is a day closer to when we get somewhere in the neighborhood of half a dozen guys in the pitching rotation back.
Exactly. I think being 8-8 right now,
just
giving everything. I mean, I said it the other day, too, with Quintana starting on Friday night, he was already the sixth different pitcher to start a game for the Brewers that wasn't even in the big league club last year.
Right.
Six different ones, and we're 2.5 weeks into the season. That's not supposed to go that deep. Now, the good news is Tobias Myers threw 5 innings of a rehab outing yesterday. Brandon Woodruff threw into the 4th inning of a rehab outing on Saturday. Tobias probably needs at least one more, probably two more, but I wouldn't be surprised if they only have him go for one more. Woodruff still needs probably 3 more before he's ready to go, but all signs encouraging from them in Nashville.
Realistically, what are you expecting from Woody, though, this year? Like, to be back to dominant form or just getting you 5 innings?
I think it'll be a mixture of the starts that he struggles are he gets five innings because he's getting hit around. And then all of a sudden, you have that little twinkle in the eye, and you're like, ooh, that's the guy I know. And he goes 6 2/3 with 8 strikeouts, only 1 run allowed. You're going to see both ends of the spectrum from Woodruff. And in his own words, judge me by my second half, not by my first half, because he knows he's going to get stronger. He's going to build through that scar tissue in his shoulder and get better as the season goes.
Because I insist upon picking the Scab, can we go back to Saturday night when we're up 4-0 going into the night? I appreciate, first of all, Pat Murphy's candor, because he'll always tell you what he was thinking.
Yep.
And manager says, look, I throw you all pie-amps in there because the guy has struggled. Mm-hmm. I put him in a situation like this where he's not up against trying to protect a one-run lead or something. And let's see where you're at. I guess question asked and answered.
The question to me is, Pat Murphy, I said this on my show on Saturday night as well. Pat Murphy has said in the past, a 4-run lead on the road is like a safe situation in his eyes, which is a pretty factual statement, especially given where they were in the lineup 7, 8, 9. If any of those guys get on, you get worried because you got to face the top of the order. And well, those guys got on against Yoel Piamps. And, you know, Yoel is going through it right now. There's no way around it. He needs to play better. This is a performance-based business. And yet, the Brewers are going to find soft landings for him. They do not make decisions until they absolutely have to. The good news with Piamps is that there is depth coming. We've all talked about Craig Yoho, but the fact is, when the starters go longer, it makes it easier on the bullpen. And with Quintana going 7 the other night, Freddie almost got through 6 yesterday, but if you can get length this week, it should make things a little bit easier leading into that off day on Thursday.
Major League Baseball, anything surprise you so far, first few weeks into the season?
The Giants. I mean, the Giants just took a series from the Yankees, and remember, everyone was saying the Yankees were going to go undefeated after they played the Brewers, and now they're right back to square one. So the Giants have been incredible so far this season. They are really the story of the West. The Dodgers are human. Like, the Dodgers have lost 3 straight series now after starting the year 8-0. The Cubs just beat them in Dodger Stadium. Cubs are playing pretty well right now, too. Brewers don't see them till the start of May. So, to me, Giants number one, and then everything else is just kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But so, yeah, San Francisco coming in with authority saying, no, we are a player in the NL West, given you've got the Dodgers, the Padres, the Diamondbacks, and the Giants. All four of those teams are playoff caliber. The NL is a bloodbath this year.
Our man Dom Catronio leading off the week on Brewers 360. Brewers and Tigers tonight at 6:40, first pitch from American Family Field.